Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Sorry about the delay. I forgot the recorder and the other one was in the van. We'll begin with prayer and the communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to grow and go forward in you. Lord, I thank you for all the things you're doing behind the scenes. And I pray that you'll bless every voice today to speak your words, to be a blessing to all. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, the Lord can, when we pray and put something in his hands, he can, like Brother Horton said, he can multiply it back. And this week, I've been listening to, what's the guy named Ken? The prophet that died. Forgot his name. I was listening to him yesterday, and he had an interview with Chuck Missler before he passed. This interview was back in 2014 or 15, I think. But anyway, I'm hearing things that the Lord is, that I'm hearing other people saying things the Lord told me in my heart. And that's a blessing. God is doing great things behind the scenes. You know, he's moving all the time. And whatever we do for him, it's working. Last week, we looked back at the behavior of the Corinthians at their first communion. How they were putting one, you know, they were in competition over the food, so to speak. Seemed like they were in competition about everything. They wanted to be the first to eat, the first to drink. They wanted to have the best word in chapter 14. They wanted to speak in tongues the most. You know, they were coming out of the world. This was the culture of the day. This is what the religious leaders were like, and this is what the political leaders were like. This was the culture. But we come out of the world, which has its own culture, into God's kingdom, which is life. And life is not the world, and the world is not life. And we're called to life. So we saw how in order for them to discern God's body, the broken body, we also saw the need of discerning each other as the body. And the Lord has put, I think it was Paul that wrote, we have treasures in earthen vessels. Now, the growing process has to happen, but people, when they get saved, they're activated. You know, if you think about it, we're designed to live forever. And I heard somebody say that they'll always get to know their spouse. Because God has put treasures in us, and they come out as we receive the word of God. The things that interest you and pique your attention, that's a design. And you have many things. If you're designed to live forever, things about you will always rise up. In other words, you will always have interest. You will always have views. You're a creative person. And if you're designed to live forever, the things that God put in you will, as you receive the word of God, it's not suppressed in you. It comes to the surface. People have an original point of view. And some of it's God-given. Some of it, the enemy tried to suppress it. Sometimes the enemy tries to suppress what God has given people. So when people are born again, they're activated, so to speak. A part of that creativity is activated. And the more you receive God's word, you activate more creativity that's already there that God did at creation. Also, we can learn. If we see something that inspires us, we can, you know, when Ford started mass producing the car, people made it better because they had the creativity. He activated creativity. Creativity in you activates creativity in others. When you, as we follow God and do things according to life, it inspires people to live. That's why the enemy fights his fight against us. But we can fight a better fight. We can fight a good fight. He fights a lousy fight. We fight a good fight. And coming out of the world, people may act like the world, but there's more going on. you know, they, Paul was able to get them on track and activate them in life and point out what was going on. If there's a lot of things that the church has missed out on because they have not utilized the gifts of others. And they want people to get behind their gifts, but you have to get behind other people's gifts. You have to push people forward. That's what Christ taught. That's how he taught his people. He said, in the world, men exercise authority over men, but it won't be that way among you. And he said this at a time where they were wanting to see who would be the greatest. In God's kingdom, everything is merited. When the Lord taught me sowing and reaping, he taught me this in an instant. The things you do daily, you're putting things in motion. And if you put the things of God in motion, blessings come out of it. Prosperity. You're helping people live, and it puts spiritual wealth on your life. Everything that you do is contributing to what God is doing, and God will use it. And it was so clear when he showed me that. I understood volumes in one moment when he did that. And also the reverse is true. If you put bad things in motion, it stays in motion, and it puts spiritual debt on your life. So when people are activated and they start living, they start doing the things of God, and you contributed to it, that also puts spiritual wealth on your life. It's kind of like, actually, remember the Amway pyramid? Anybody ever sold Amway beside me? All right. when you get people to join and they start selling, you get a portion of their profits. Basically, the Amway pyramid is the trapezoid is set up just like the kingdom of God. It's actually brilliant, but it worked when they would sell a concentrated form of washing powder called SA8, and you could wash 50 loads, and you buy a big old box of Tide, and you get about 20 loads or 13 loads. And that was the selling point. Well, then eventually everybody started selling concentrated washing powder. And it's still a good business, but I learned a lot of business principles, but I didn't want to be a salesman, you know, so I stopped doing it. But the system works if you work it, just like anything else. Sowing good seeds towards people, being a blessing to people, putting others first, that's the kingdom of God. That's life. And the wisest pastors, they activate the members, the people of God. When people get in competition and pride, they do the work of the enemy. They suppress things. I've seen so many ministers coming up. Instead of them being nurtured, they were driven away. And they were discouraged. I saw this over time. I kept seeing it. I hate it. But that's how...
You said the preachers would be raised up.
Yeah.
Would the preachers get driven away, or were the preachers driving other people away?
The pastors would drive the younger ministers away.
Oh, the pastors would drive the younger ministers away.
Especially when they had a greater call or gift. Mm-hmm. I've seen that. It's jealousy and fear.
Mm-hmm. Insecurity, fear.
But the other thing I wanted to mention is that Christian countries that were like here in the United Kingdom, mm-hmm. you see medical discoveries, which is in line with the, the curse of the law, that we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
England and the U.S. is where most of the medical discoveries for curing disease comes from, mm-hmm. not from non-Christian countries.
Yeah.
Same thing with wealth. You notice the Christian countries, that's where you have more discoveries coming out of,
mm-hmm.
like here.
That's because people are activated.
Thing. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you see more ministries and us sending people overseas. So that's the underpinnings of our prosperity,
mm-hmm.
is that we're doing the work of God.
Yeah.
We're curing things. We're helping people get prosperity is what people fight to get into the U.S., mm-hmm. the prosperity here. Same thing with England. So I'm just saying, agreeing with you, because that's the seeds we planted at the foundation of the countries. That's where our wealth, health, and salvation comes from.
Yeah. Elder Lewis used to teach his all the ministers that was under him. He taught them, and he did his best. He was a praying pastor and a teaching pastor, too. But after Refuge Temple, I ran into a few problems. And I saw things I didn't want to believe it. But with God, when you draw near to the Lord, you'll see things as they are. And it makes you. And then I asked the Lord questions, and he teach me about it. When the pastors that drove away or belittled or discouraged the other ministers, the Holy Spirit draws back too. So it's the same thing in verses 20 and 21 of 1 Corinthians. They didn't recognize the body, so the result is death and sickness and weakness. The team that God was putting together never formed. In many cases, except for here. I love the people of God here are very strong people. And you can, nobody's discouraged. You can go forward. It's a blessing. And I've seen the opposite. But when you are like Christ, just like you see it in other countries, you recognize the body. You will see God move. More creativity exists, and it's not an accident. It's because people start working together. All right, no more. I'm sorry, I'm late. I forgot to record it. Okay, this man had great revelation about communion, and I like it. I didn't get to point out what I was going to, but we'll do it next time if the Lord tarries. He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I do receive." He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. Thank you that your blood has made me righteous, and as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity." When we handle the word and the things of God like Jesus did, we'll have our results will be no different than his. And he'll work through us. And that puts great spiritual wealth on our lives and causes spiritual wealth to mount up on the lives of others. And it doesn't happen in one day. It doesn't happen in one season. It's a life thing. It's not a get rich quick scheme. It's just the way we are, and it works. And he thought of everything. Dear Lord, any comments? Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. That you're mighty, that you're moving in by your spirit in our lives. Help us to go forward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.